Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
This is
Sunset. We are the Sunset Nation. You are
the Sunset Nation.
The Sunset Nation.
The song has set, and it's time to turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset with Chicane.
Hello people, I am Nick Chicane and this is Sunsets. A very warm welcome wherever you are in the world to my little studio by the sea, where I think summer has finally arrived. It's gone, there is some blue sky today. I think it's going to be warm this weekend. It might be a bit late, but it's good to have a bit of sunshine and some blue skies here in the last few days. I hope it's been nice where you are and you can join me for the 496th. Episode of Sunsets. Before we start, like, say a huge thank you to everyone who came down to see me last weekend. It was a bit of a mad one. There was a 90s fest in Sheffield at the Don Valley, where I caught up with Andy Durant and Nick Riley, who were on before me, banging it out. we jumped in a car and went hoofing up the M1 to do the Cream Classical at Sefton Park in Liverpool. It was really good to get back on the road and see a lot of you fantastic people. Now, if anyone's going to Poland this weekend, you will find me in Poland on Sunday night doing a big, big show there. So, listen, coming up over the next hour, we've got the usual mix of ambient, chill house, electronica, some eclectic, and some soundtrack music that's been chosen by me this weekend. We're going to start off, though. One of mine, taken from the 2010 album Giants. It's called Titles, but this isn't As You Know It. This is actually a sneak peek, actually, people. This is a sneak peek. I've been reworking the Giants album slowly in the background, amongst a million other things. Here's a little sneak peek of how the new version of Titles is going to sound from that album.
Thank you.
One of mine there, guys. 14 years old, and that was the demo of titles, which is going to be coming from the forthcoming reworked, probably evolution mixes of Giants. So, now it's time off to this week's soundtrack selection. It's a chance to have a couple of minutes off and give someone the opportunity to take over the show. Each week we ask one of our Sunsets family from all corners of the globe to give us a piece of music that they've heard in a film, a TV show, computer game, record a message, introduce it. And the number to call is +44 800 7765 112 if you fancy a go. However, I've hijacked it this week. I'm going to play you three pieces of soundtrack music, and they all sort of seag together, and they're all from the same film. And that's my email again. Sorry, guys. They're all from the same film. They run into each other. They are, of course, Mr. Hans Zimmer and Lisa Gerrard, who scored the epic 2000 film Gladiator. Funnily enough, the follow-up's coming up soon, isn't it? Music was nominated for a BAFTA, an Oscar, and won a Golden Globe for its best original score. In the 24 years since it was released, it's gone down in history as one of the greatest movie scores of all time. I cite this as actually as one of the most moving pieces of music myself, and I think I dedicated it to my mum when she passed away some 11 years ago. This is Elysium, and it runs into Now We Are Free. I thought I'd just play the whole damn thing through because it just sounded so good.
This is Sunsets. 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 Thank you.
Three beautiful pieces from the soundtrack to the 2000 film Gladiator by the German composer, wonderful German composer Hans Zimmer, and those haunting vocals from the Australian musician Lisa Gerrard, who you know I've worked with in the past. I went and saw them do this live. I think it was at the Albert Hall, so they play the movie and then they do the score live in front of you. And I can tell you something, it's epic. I played you Elysium, Honor, Him, and the wonderful, of course, Now We Are Free, which all run into each other towards the end of the movie. And a little fact you might not know about this soundtrack. In 2006, a law firm representing the Holst Foundation filed a lawsuit claiming that Zimmer had infringed the copyright of composer Gustav Holst's The Planets. And they claimed that he copied elements of Holst's track Mars, the bringer of war, in some of the battle scenes of the Gladiator score. But I don't know. The case was settled out of court. These things are going on all the time. Just ask Ed Sheeran. Now, if you'd like to have a go at the soundtrack selection, you know what to do. Be brave. Call my voicemail line any time of day on +44 800 776 5112. Get your phone out right now. Save that number. And whenever you're sat watching the TV, if there's something that catches your ear in the background, it could be an advert, it could be a computer game, give us a call, tell us about it, and get yourself on the show. Now, talking of scores and symphonies and orchestras, I'm going to play you the symphonic version of one of mine. This is From Blue to Green, from the said symphonic Behind the Sun, Far From the Maddening Crowd. I can't even remember my own records.
Thank you. I long for you.
brand new there from the Camel Fat Boys, a collaboration with the fantastic Nadia Ali, and it was called Endlessly. Always nice to have a new Camel Fat record landing in the inbox. Before that was Ben Boma with Best Life, that's new from him. And the wonderful Amy Stroop with AG with We'll Be Alright. I love that, actually. In terms of music we use this week, very sad to hear the untimely death of German producer Tom Kraft. Thomas Bruckner, Munich-born DJ, best known for co-producing the chart-topping 2002 electro hit Loneliness, passed away at 49, way, way too soon. We're sending our love to his family and friends. Very sad. In more promising news, you might have heard me talking last week how difficult it actually is to have hits and make a living from music at the moment, especially with the streaming sites running everything and paying very little back to the artists. Well, a little light at the end of the tunnel. It seems to be that old school formats are making a comeback. We always hear about this. Physical music sales are on the rise, with the 2024 set to be the first year in two decades that vinyl, CD and cassette sales will increase in sales. So, that's encouraging. New data from the official charts company BPI found that physical album sales have grown 3.2% year on, over 8 million sold in the first 6 months of 2024. The first time physical sales have actually seen a positive rise since 2004. Now, I know everyone's been saying that they've been going up, but that is only just really happened. I think it was a bit of a fib and bit of a hype saying that vinyl's making a comeback, and so it's really, you know, it's only just started to happen. So could it be that we're heading back to people actually wanting to collect records and CDs from their favorite artist, which can only be a good thing? I for one don't actually utilize streaming formats, because if you work like me and you need to be out on the road, you need the physical record. Having it just floating about in the ether doesn't work for anyone that's basically a DJ or a producer. Well, that's a good thing. I'll try and be positive, because I was pretty miserable last week about all that. And back to the music, guys. Love this piece of music. I covered it myself. 2001, this is Bent and Mr. Ashley Beadle on the remix of the wonderful Always. We'll be right back.
Chicane. We'll be right back.
I feel
Okay, so you heard myself with Interlude, DJ San and Sebastian Moore featuring Chris Howard with Horizon, and of course, Summer in E Major, which had the mysterious mannequin on vocals. That still sounds really good. I think we got robbed with that, and there was quite a few versions of Bittersweet Symphony floating about last year. I'm Nick Chicane. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Sunsets. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can give me a shout direct through X, Instagram and TikTok at Nick Chicane. You can find me, you can keep up to date with my music and movements through Chicane Music on Facebook. And I've got time to squeeze one final track in, and it's one of mine again. It's from the recent Symphonic Sessions. This, of course, is The Drive Home. If you're in Poland, I shall see you soon.
This is distorted.com.